EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. Spot. Kickin' Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
It's your boy, welcome to the Kickin' Spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo, why did I have visual? I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no, okay, I'm a better one. Apparently, I'm eager to when I talk about myself sometimes.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is your host, T'Angelo, and we are chilling. Yeah. Anyhow, you guys, I am having a blast over here. I'm bumping my little Rihanna with Man Down. We are going to have such a fun show. This is going to be amazing. I'm really excited because all that's going to take place tonight. You are checking out the show, T. Hold up. Oh. Okay, sorry. I'm grooving. I'll probably turn this down. May turn it off even.
Bye. Love is a simple altercation turned into a real sticky situation. Me just thinking that I'm facing makes me want to cry.
I said, you guys, I am turned up over here. Yes, we must have a blast. I'm sorry. Shout out, Veronica. You know you was building it. Yes. She's building it. So I know you'll be wondering who Veronica is. She's my in-studio intern, you guys. We'll be having fun. She'll be trying to help me out. Well, you'll be trying. You'll be getting it. She'll be getting it. Okay. So, good evening. How you guys all doing? I'm great. Thank you for asking. Like I said, tonight's show is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a blast, you guys, as usual. And what makes this show so extra special is the people who are going to stop by tonight. If you are online listening to the show, I always recommend stopping by tangelo.com and check out the site. Yes, I have recently uploaded some new pictures from my trip to Alaska. And I'm sure you will enjoy some of those, so definitely check them out. Just go to the gallery, you can see those there. And then I'm in the process of uploading some new videos, but you can go to my YouTube and check them out, see them. You can also go to T'Angelo.com, click the media page, and you'll see videos there. But I'm in the process of trying to get the new stuff put up on the site, but, you know, it just takes a little time. So it'll be there probably later on tonight. Anyhow, okay, so, oh, my goodness, that was great. I feel like I'm going to, Did I stop it? I did stop it. I feel like I want to get back into that little musical interlude I was having there. Okay, well, anywho, what y'all been up to? I hope life's been treating y'all well. Well, I've been having a blast, personally. I mean, you got to live life to the fullest, right? So I'm actually sitting here trying to tweet while I'm talking to you guys. I hope that tweet looked okay. Someone read that back and shoot me a tweet. Let me know if that read okay, because I surely don't know. You said it? Okay. Well, I'm just saying, if you happen to be there, just look at it. Oh, Stacy Hunt. Oh, she tweeted for me, too. Oh, good. Thank you, Stacy, because, you know, I'm trying, but it gets difficult to do it all at the same time and talk and stuff. But I will digress. Oh, okay, I'm digressing, you guys. So real quick, just a moment here. I was reading earlier, and I love this actress, Amber Riley. Poor little Amber Riley. You know, from Glee, the little thickums. Okay, well, I just read that recently this actress who plays Mercedes Jones on the show Glee had a scary moment on Tuesday night. You know, she fainted and collapsed on the red carpet. When when I say it's like one of my biggest fears is to fall over on the red carpet, I'm telling you guys, it is. It's terrifying, right? Because people are watching you. Well, let's hear what happened to her. Okay, so she was being interviewed by a reporter. Could you imagine interviewing someone, you guys, and while you're talking to them, they just pass out on the floor? I don't even know what I would do. Let me try this. Let me see how this goes. Let me play it out. Hello there. How are you doing? Yes, Dwayne Johnson. Thank you for coming out. Well, listen, you have a new film out called Smashing It to Hell. What do you think this Oh my goodness. He just – somebody help. Someone – is he playing? Get up. Mr. I guess that's how it was. But if that big man fell over, I probably got hit by something, huh? Huh. I'm sorry. Okay, let me digress into this story. I was just trying to figure it. What if I fell out? Would Carla catch me? Would the camera dude drop the camera and make sure I was okay? What if, like, Loretta Devine, I fell into her arms? I don't know. All right. Back to Amber. So she collapsed and fainted while being interviewed by a reporter at an event at the TV Academy of Arts and Science in North Hollywood this past Tuesday. While she was giving a sound bite, she suddenly dropped to the ground. Shortly after being aided, Riley, the 26-year-old actress, addressed the incident via Twitter, and she wrote, "Hey, you guys, I'm okay. I got a little dizzy from all the photo flashes. You think I'd be used to it by now. Still a red carpet amateur, I guess. Got to get checked out, but I feel fine. Thank you for all the concerns and well wishes." Can you tweet that much at one time? I don't know if I'll let you say all that dialogue. Let me just fucking copy and paste it. Anyhow, I'm just saying I can't get that much dialogue out when I'm trying to tweet. Anyhow, where am I at? Thank you for the well wishes. Okay, later on in the day, she added, "I'd also like to thank the photographers for being such professionals and not taking photos of me on the ground. I truly, truly appreciate it. Could have been super embarrassing," which I would say I'm surprised to see because, you know, most of the times they would have clipped those pictures and had them across the internet before she got off the ground. So, yeah, she must have did something right or said something to somebody because they're usually not that kind about things like that. But anyhow, so I just wanted to say, you know, Amber Riley, I'm happy you're doing good because I'll be feeling you. She did go on with the night, was perfectly okay, and joined with her colleagues, and they got it going. Now, I will say, as bomb as she is, and she be killing the game with her songs. If you have not watched Glee, definitely check out an episode of Glee. You can YouTube it like I do. I don't get to watch TV, but I will YouTube it or Hulu it. And the show is great. And but I will say, I thought she was like 21, 22 years old. She's like 26. She's almost 30. Anyhow, let's get into the show, you guys. That was like a little something I had just read, and I thought I felt bad for her, so I thought I would share. Okay, so tonight, I will be telling you guys all about the events I have been involved in, everything from Baby Day celebration of dance to me being featured in Dot Magazine, and the most exciting visit of all would be to Alaska, where Carla B. and myself covered the Mod Factory Fashion Show. What am I most excited about for this evening? Yes, to talk about Alaska. But also, this evening, I will be reunited with some of the people I met and got a chance to work with while in Anchorage. So, I will definitely also have the pleasure of introducing to you, to my listeners, one of the featured designers from the fashion show, Dominic Nunez of Nunez Clothing. He will be here, and our girl Carla B will stop by, and hell, who knows who else might just drop by, you know what I'm saying? Tonight's just going to be great, and we're going to have a fun time doing it. We're going to just go ahead and let our hair down. For some of you, just take the tracks out and let the glue off, and just go forward, okay? If you are listening online, feel free to, like I said, check out the website. Do I have the chat room going? I don't think I do. Let me see if I get the chat room going. So if you want to chat it up, we can do that too. Let me see. What is the chat room? What is it? I'm sorry. I'm trying to get myself to the chat room so I can go ahead and say something. It might be lit, and I'm missing all the good. Okay. We'll try to get that going. I'm gonna work on that. Yeah, Veronica, honey, thank you. I'm gonna pull it myself up. If you can pull up the chat room for me and send it to my computer. Ooh. Okay. So anyhow, definitely you guys can go check out the chat rooms. Myself is trying to get there, and I should be there shortly. Also, if you have any thoughts and you want to share, feel free to give us a call or give me a call at 718-664-6543. And you can just chime in on whatever the topic is, or if you have a little thought, a little ditty, feel free to express. And then also, for those of you who are not necessarily the most internet savvy or if you have friends and family who aren't, you are more than welcome to listen to the show via the phone. You can just call the radio show, and when you do, it gives you the opportunity to just listen. You don't have to talk to me or anything. I won't really even know that you're there. You'll just be kind of listening in. So if you're driving home, just call it in, hook it to the auxiliary cord, and you're underway. Or some of you are like my beautiful grandmama. She listens on the phone because she just hates sitting at her computer. So you definitely have that opportunity. So, again, that was 718-664-6543. All righty. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our quick break real quick. But while we're breaking, I want you guys to check out this poem by our girl Erica Baidu. She performed this on an episode of Deaf Poetry Jam like some time ago. I mean, hell, clearly it was years ago. But I've always loved this, and I think you guys will as too. And what's cool about it, if you take a listen, she's introduced talking about, what's called it? She's talking about friends, fans, and – okay, hold up. The poem is entitled Friends, Fans, and Artists Must Meet. But what I like about it is the fact that she's showing you how you have friends in your life, you have the fans in your life, you have the artists. And look how they all talk about each – or about one person in particular. So kind of follow the story, you guys. I think you're going to love this. And here is the poem, Friends, Fans, and Artists Must Meet.
Roger Von Agar. Our next poet is a close friend of mine, fantastic artist. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up. From Dallas, Texas, Erica Baidu.
Friends, fans, artists must meet. Which one are you? Which one is me? Friends, fans, and artists must meet. Which one are you? Which one of me? Say that.
Amen.
God, please, oh please, let her breathe my way. If she sing my song today, I can be okay. See, I understand the message in the song she writes. I was really happy for her when she won tonight. She a rebel for the struggle, fighting just like me. I know she down to sing at the cookout, free. I was kind of disappointed with the song she wrote. Went to a website, wrote a long-ass note. She done made $1 million, but she down to earth. She be rocking Chuck Taylors in a thrift store purse. Signing autographs to the park was dark. I know it's kind of hard when they love your art. In the magazine, they be twisting up the facts. But her response was fat. I like how she come back. She be singing for the world, sharing all the pain. When she fell up in the game, she changed. Fans, friends, and artists must meet. Which one are you? Which one of me?
Friends.
Folk in the face like she ain't the same. Still the same bitch, she just changed her name. She don't really like to hang around with us no more. Wasn't nothing like that back in 94. She be falling in the spot with a fat ass grin. Now she roll a bin, she don't need no friend. She only really made it cause her skin is light. Don't nobody really understand that shit she write. She done made $1 million, she can give us some. She be having fun, shit, we wanna have fun. Seen her early in the morning looking bad as hell. Gonna be looking really funny when the shit don't sell. Airport, about to miss a flight. Folk carry-ons talking about packed life. Oh, please, get a queen of tea. Only come to the show because I get in free. Friends, fans, and artists must meet. Which one are you? Which one are me? Fans, friends, and artists must meet. Which one are you? Folk in my face, I'm a superstar. Niggas hang around cause of who I are. Get a lot of love cause of what I got. Say they happy for me, but they really not. Sell a lot of records and I roll a Benz. Fall up in the spot, now I'm losing friends. All I wanna do is give the world my heart. Record label try to make me compromise my art. Make $1 million, make $1 million more. Tax time, come around, steal a nigga post. I want to say wait, but I'm scared to ask. My world starts spinning and it's moving fast. Try to stay sane, it's the price of fame. Spending my life trying to numb the pain. I shake that load off and sing my song. Liberate the minds, then I'm going on home.
Yeah, you guys. That was Erica Baidu with Friends, Fans, and Artists Must Meet. What did you guys think? I mean, wasn't that pure oxygen? I'm in love with that. And again, because it just, you know, expressing it shows you how, how people kind of think about you. You know, you're trying to do your thug fizzle, and they want you to come play at the cookout free. Does my bills get paid off free? I have one of my really good friends. She just recently got her law degree. Congratulations, bestie. And she's starting her own practice. And she was like, people keep wanting me to do legal work for free. Don't they know that my legal bills right now are over $150,000? That'd be her loans, and they want you to work for free. So I thought it was really interesting. I love it, and I thought you guys would as well. So definitely hit me up. Am I in the chat room yet? Oh, I'm almost there. So I can see what's going on. Okay. All righty. So now let's talk about some T'Angelo projects. A lot of them have kind of subsided, so I don't have as much of a laundry list as I usually do because we have to kind of transition, you know, and pull things together. But first off, I will let you know that I have released videos of me performing dance. A lot of people have asked me, like, T, where can I see you? Where can I see you? Where can I see you? And I finally got the footage up and posted on my YouTube video, I mean, on my YouTube account, and they will soon be updated to T'Angelo.com. There's one performance of me and my dance company performing at a breast cancer benefit, which is super cool. I really love that performance. And then also we just released videos of me performing at Baby Day Celebration of Dance 2012. So it was kind of rough footage kind of thing. Someone recorded on their phone for me, but you still get the opportunity to kind of check it out. So definitely visit T'Angelo.com to check it out. And as I told you, more is definitely to come. And believe you me, more is really going to come. So next, I am heading back to the lab. What does that mean? I'm going back to the factory, you guys, where I produce all the talent, where you produce all the good looks and all that stuff. And I'm going to continue building and creating the next venture. So I'm going to tuck away a little bit, pull some things out, you know, and really, I mean, start pulling some ideas together, getting with different people, and really make the stuff hot, make it on fire, because I'm getting great emails, I'm getting great responses, and I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. I'm going to attack that loving. Oh, I should say that right there. It. So, can we sing that? I'm loving it. Okay. So, anywho. And then, I'm tweeting at you guys. It went so good to me. I had to kind of write that. Okay. So, that's just so you guys know. So, like I said, I am going to go back to the lab and start working on getting the new hotness ready for you guys. And definitely you want to stay tuned, check it out. If you happen not to be part of my email list, I do send out press releases and emails about what's going on. This last one I went out was very informative, showing you pictures and images of Baby Day, the video from Baby Day, showing you backstage footage of the fashion show. The actual video hasn't been released just yet, but I did show footage on that. And all sorts of things. So if you're not on the email list just yet, please go to T'Angelo.com. That's T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O.com. And send me your email address so I can definitely add you to the list and you guys can be informed, okay? And then lastly, if you happen to be an indie artist or hell, just an artist in L.A. who is repping the game, doing what you do, please hit me up via Facebook or Twitter because we're interested in working with you guys to put on these live shows, do some recording sessions and things. Really interesting and innovative ideas to kind of put you out there and use social media as well as our internet show to make it happen. So go to T'Angelo.com. Go to contact us. You can fill out the information there. Again, Facebook, Twitter are also great ways to reach out. Okay? All I really request is when it comes to the artists, I have to say this, bring me quality music production. Do not have made this in the kitchen sink and convinced yourself because your cousin Earl had told you it was good. No, really have. I mean, I'm not expecting you to necessarily give me Chris Brown quality, but you should at least have, you know. I've heard some good stuff, though, recently. I've heard some cool stuff. We got some people in the works who are working on it. So, you didn't get that press release. Veronica just told me she didn't get the press release. Honey, you changed your email address recently, and I didn't probably send it to the new one. I'm thinking. I'm sorry. And I heard it was good. Do you know one of my supporters got the release that I sent out and actually hit me back and stated, T'Angelo, this is the best one yet. And I felt so good because it took over 4 hours to do the freaking thing. So I'm really excited that happened. Anyhow, some more. You guys definitely just go there, give me your email address, and move on from there. Once you hit me up, I'll be super excited, and I'll get back with you as soon as possible. Okay, you guys? So let's chillax for a moment. We'll be right back. And when I return, I'll tell you guys about Baby Day and also about me being featured in Dot Magazine, all right? So chill out for a sec.
boy T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Kick It Spot.
Hey, what's going on? Just what's going on, you guys? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you chill at the Kicker Spot. All right, you guys, Baby Day Celebration of Dance. Yes, it has taken place and it has gone down. What an event. I must say, it was truly extraordinary. Let's talk about it, okay? So let me go from the top. The night before, okay? So the night before the event, which would be the 20th of April, because the show was on the 21st, we went to the venue to set up. After a long working day, we had to get off work, and then everyone had to head over to the venue to set up. And we were using Santee Educational Complex's gym, the gymnasium. And so you guys, we heard from Daisy last week. And just as Daisy, myself, and a team of others finished setting up and cleaning up and, you know, preparing the venue for the show, we received some very unfortunate news, which required us to make an executive decision. And at 11 o'clock at night, we had to change the venue. Yes, mere hours. Well, that's like 13 hours before the show was, or before people started to arrive, we had to change the venue. Hilarious, right? So we were at the school, so we didn't leave the school itself, but we just went from the gymnasium to the theater. Okay, you're like, okay, that should be cool. Well, it could be, other than the fact we just prepared this entire facility for the show. And now it's late, we all have to get going, and the room was not set up anymore. And it's the night before the show, and the night had to come to a close. So after that, I spend the rest of the evening until about 3 o'clock the next 3 o'clock the next morning putting together the final details and final touches. All the board members went off into their different corners and had responsibilities to take care of. After I finally laid down, my alarm goes off at 6 a.m. I hit the snooze button until like 6:30. Okay, well, I mean, you're right. It was more like 6:45, but don't tell anybody because when I was running a little bit late, they don't really know why I was running late, so shh, don't say nothing. But anyhow, they're probably not listening right now. Maybe they are. I didn't say that. Anyhow, I headed off, you guys, got my stuff packed up, and headed off to go pick up the ice for the event. Why did I get two big old bags of ice, you guys, if I forgot to tie one of the bags up? So when I made a big right-hand turn, the ice, I mean, I'm talking about a big trash bag, okay? I'm talking about maybe like 8 pounds or 8 gallons worth of ice or whatever, spilled all across the back of my car. I have pictures I haven't posted yet, but they will be posted soon. So you'll see ice all over my car. Imagine that I was less than pleased, okay? I don't know why I forgot to tie the bag up. I was in a hurry. So, damn it, that's what happened. Anyhow, once I got to the venue, things started to look up for me. I was really starting to feel better. The board was there. They were preparing. It was great to see all different board members, Karen, Rashida, Daisy, myself, all of the helpers and volunteers, amazing. And the team was there. I mean, it got so busy and productive. I had decided that my assistant would be there as well to help me. And they were all there with great smiles. And yes, you heard right. I said my assistant. I had to get an assistant, you guys. The day was going to be so involved. It was going to be so demanding that I wanted to make sure I served the guests to the best of my ability. So I thought I needed more of me to be in multiple places, so I could be over here and I could be over there. And it worked out wonderful. Also, I'll mention the volunteers from Santee High School. Amazing. They were also great. They pulled it together. We had a great task at hand. They were doing – oh, and I must say, Daisy gave me the responsibility of being over the dance teams. She couldn't have chosen a better job for me. Let me tell you. So the dance teams get there. They registered outside with Karen at the registration table. Then when they got to the theater – they bumped into me. So I was able to sit down and hobnob with them and kind of chat it up and everything, which was really cool because I got a chance, again, to know some of them and speak with them versus just doing a show where you don't really get a chance to talk. So I was really excited about that, and that was really fun. And then it was also my responsibility to make sure they made it onto the stage. So great times, wonderful fun. Now, the performances, oh my goodness, you guys, if you were not able to be there, you truly missed an amazing show. The performances were so strong, and a lot of them were very inspiring. We had an array of different styles, everything from praise dance to ballet folkloric to Mariachi. I think it's Mariachi music. I know I'm saying that wrong. Someone has to correct me later. Mariachi. See, I can't say it fast. Anyhow, Tommy the Clown also came by this show. He stopped by with his team, and they performed an amazing crump piece that was super cool. I love how they edited their music with the robot sounds and the popping in the chesses and the dropping like hot. We had belly dancing, and we also had tap. But it wasn't really tap. It was more like river dance. And that was probably one of the best ones for me because their feet move so quickly. I just find it to be so fascinating. You had to have been there. Anyhow, I found that to be, like, very nice. And so also, I got a chance to perform with some of the students from Santee. They did a tribute performance to the fashion teacher there, Cynthia Banks. And the performance must have gone well because it left her in tears. And I was very pleased that she was pleased. I also had the opportunity to dance a hip-hop piece that we presented to Jamal Sims, who received the Celebrity of the Year Award. He came by. It was super cool. And we also had Joe Cassini there who accepted his award, and he, too, was pleased. So it was great. Again, the performance will be posted on Tangelo.com, so you can check out the media tab there to see my performance for the Jamal Sims tribute. It was a hip-hop piece with music by Studio Math. The last song was Chris Brown, but the first two songs were produced by G, the Genius, who's a super cool producer I love working with. Other than that, the honorees left feeling honored and the audience left feeling entertained. Another successful show under our belt. Now, I did talk the story, you guys, with a few of the hardships that it took to get the show going because all shows are not the easiest, the easiest thing to get through. You know, you hear everyone say how hard it is, but those are some of the hard things about it. You know, finding out mere hours before your show that you have to change the venue, and then spilling ice across your car, and then only getting 3 hours of sleep and having to run the next 15 hours without getting any more sleep. I mean, it's really about that type of endurance, that tenacity that really shows who the great ones are. And working to achieve greatness, we always have to know that there will be uphill battles to take part in the process, okay? It's how you deal with these uphill battles that will play a major factor in how successful you just might be. Uh-oh.
On, this is your boy D'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot. Welcome to the Kickin' Spot, and I'm your host, D'Angelo.
Yo, yo, yo. Okay, so now we're going to talk about something that's also exciting to me, which is I am so excited to tell you that you get to check out an article inside of Dot Magazine where you can see your boy, T'Angelo, featured. Yes, I am being featured in Dot Magazine and their recent release, The Business Issue. So I have had a chance to see the article in digital form, but I have yet to see it live in hand, and that will be the defining moment. When I held the paper close to my fingertips and I turned the pages oh so dramatically and I see the letters jump off the page into my eyes and I slowly read them and take them into my soul. What a wonderful artistic picture of myself. It's amazing. Getting the brand of T'Angelo Live out to the public is the main reason that I'm doing what I do. And having Dot Magazine support this is also amazing. You guys, you have to check out the magazine. So listen, if you want to get a copy of the magazine, you have to order it tonight. Yes, tonight is the last night to order a physical copy of this magazine. I am actually trying to go online as we speak right now to order another magazine. So what you want to do is go to dotmagazineonline.com and you can purchase your magazine. Okay, again, that was dotmagazineonline.com, and you can order your magazine there. The magazine is their business issue, and so it has the title of my segment is Moguling is Hard to Do. And if you know me, I always discuss moguling because I am a mogul. I was a mogulette for a while. I had a friend of mine who helped train me and mold me into being a mogul. And I probably have still some mogulette qualities about me, but I'm working on moving into a full-fledged mogul, and it's going to be amazing. Another great thing about this edition of Dot magazine is I have the pleasure of not only being in the magazine, but a really good friend of mine is on the cover of the magazine, Tynese Hill, who is also a great friend and supporter of the Kicker Spot, even donating her shoes. She's a shoe designer, and she's actually given away free shoes on the show before. And she's on the cover of the magazine, which is amazing, so I'm super cool and super excited about that. If you get a chance to read the article, I think you will enjoy it. I've had someone read a couple of inserts to me, but I think the coolest part is going to be to see what I look like or what my work looks like through someone else's eyes. So I'm really excited to get the magazine and check it out. So again, dotmagazineonline.com. You want to have to go. You have to order tonight, you guys. You have to order tonight. If not, for whatever reason, I am working right now to order some extra copies. I'm trying to. I'll probably do it on the musical break because I can't do this while we're talking on right now. Yet, yeah, no. Also, I think the one of the other parts that excites me about this Dot Magazine issue, because, you know, I'm in a magazine, like, that's my first time, and this is, like, amazing, and it feels like I'm moving forward. You know, people ask me, how is it going? You know, I know you've been working towards your media gig for a second, and you get a chance to see me travel to these different places and cover all these wonderful events, which is great, but, you know, another step into it is when other media outlets start to recognize your work, and that's what I love. It feels like my peers are starting to respect it, and my talent and my craft is really being put out there. So all of my supporters and all of my fans, I truly appreciate you, and I love you, and we are definitely going to keep it rolling because we have to get to Oprah status, okay? I want Oprah to call me. That's what I want. I want Oprah to call me and be like, T'Angelo, hi. I'm like, I'm sorry, yes, who am I speaking with? This is Oprah. I'm sorry, who? Oprah. Say it again, please. Oprah. No, who's calling my phone? This is Oprah. Oprah who? Oprah Winfrey. Who? Winfrey. Oprah what? This is Oprah Winfrey. Hello, Oprah? Yes. No, I don't believe you. That's a version of how that conversation could go. I just envisioned that right now. I quite enjoyed that. Yeah. Anyhow, I just went and got my credit card, you guys. We're going to order Dot Magazine magazines. We're going to order the Dot Magazine, like, right now. So, again, that's dotmagazineonline.com. And we're going to go ahead and just order our magazine because, again, my girl Tynese Hill of Restricted Shoe Wear is on the cover, and your boy T'Angelo.com of T'Angelo Live, and the Kicker Spot is inside. So that's going to be awesome, great fun. Okay, so let's see. Also, once tonight's over, again, if you can't order it on dotmagazineonline.com, and in a day or two, you'll be able to go to my site and place an order there. I'm in the process of getting them, putting a link on T'Angelo.com. So as of now, if you want to order a copy, and, you know, you have to kind of, tonight's not the night to do it, but you are interested in it, just shoot me an email or leave a message in the contact us box on T'Angelo.com, and we'll be sure to get that to you, okay? Again, it's T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O.com. And just leave a message there now, and we'll get that to you, okay? And, yeah, that's kind of what's going on there. I'm super excited. Alrighty, so, do I? Veronica, really? Oh, you guys, okay, that's what's up. They just turned my homeboy Anthony just called in, and I'm glad he called, as a matter of fact, because rumor has it, that he got a party bus. Rumor has it Anthony got a party. Put Anthony on the phone. I want to talk to Anthony. Oh, hello, Anthony? Jeff? Anthony or Jeff? I know I heard them. I know I heard one of them. Did he hang up the phone? That is so peculiar to me that as soon as they hear you talking, they hang up. Like, I heard them in the background, and they just hung up. I don't be understanding that. Like, if I'm saying hello to you, that is not your cue to hit the end button. That means talk, fool. See, and you know what was bothering me about this? Because he know he got a party bus, and he know I want to go. He know I want to go. That's right, see? And he go, oh, and he know I want a free ticket, too. I mean, do I have to pay? I mean, I'm media. Don't media always get it for free? And one of my favorite, okay, I'm gonna tangent for a second. But one of my favorite things when I first started working with Carla is she was a woman after my own heart because she was like, T'Angelo, I don't wait in line. I said, really? Me either. Could you imagine going to an event and have to waiting in line? I'm media. Media be feeling so important. They be feeling so important. Okay, well, I don't quite know where our homeboy went and why he hung up. Veronica, like, could you so try to get them back on the line and tell them, like, I'm trying to talk to them right now? Oh, you did already? Veronica, be on it, y'all. Veronica, be on it. I love that. No, I love that for real. Okay, well, after that wonderful introduction, I guess I can't do a big old one like that no more. I was crumping a minute ago. Now I'm mad. Hello?
Hello?
What the hell?
Ah, the phone cut out on me, T'Angelo. How you doing today?
I'm timed up. I'm talking about going on the party bus.
Oh, wait, man, it's going down. May 11th is the date. We're going
May,
to
hold
Fort
up.
Biden,
on, write
San
that down,
Diego.
Somebody. May 11th. Hold on, get a pen. Okay, I'm ready. May 11th. Okay, go ahead.
Uh-huh. We're going to San Diego. We're going to Club Ivy.
Club Ivy in San Diego. Ooh, ah, tell me more.
Okay, the admission is 45 ahead. That includes your ticket to get on the party bus. That includes your admission into the club. That includes your VIP. And all you can drink on the bus there and back.
I'm sorry. Did you say $25?
No, $45.
$45. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. So first of all, you guys, this is our boy Jeff. With what company are you guys with?
This is BR Production.
Yes, okay, I wish you were the same company. Okay, so we got Jeff with BR Production, you guys, who is calling in to tell us that they are having a party bus. It is $45, and you get all you can drink, entry to the club, San Diego Club Ivy, and you guys are leaving from where?
We are leaving from Moreno Valley, California. We're going to leave at 8 o'clock, and it's going to be from 8 p.m. to 3:30 a.m.
Okay, so 3:30, okay, that's nice. So question.
Yes.
If I have, cause I think I can get some media for you guys for that. Do you guys have an extra seat left? And I could get someone in, I mean, you know, I would pay her to go.
Yes, we're on a bus that fits 90. We have two VIP sections in this bus. We got two DJs going to be spinning on this bus, and we have radio personality Diana Wiebe from 99.1 going to be hosting it.
99.1 KGGI?
Yes.
That is what's up. Okay, Jeff, because you're real cool, comic collector right now. Why am I riding your party bus? Give me some energy. Tell me why I'm getting on yours. The VIP sound nice with the DJ stuff. I was feeling that, though.
Okay, put it this way. You think about when you're going out. You're going to be on a party bus with all you can drink, good DJs, up to 90 people. We're going to have a ball all the way to San Diego. We're going to get in this club, no waiting in line, go straight into the club, go straight to VIP.
You heard me sound like lines. You must have heard me say that, huh?
Excuse me?
I said, I don't like waiting in lines. You must have heard me say that.
Who wants to wait in line? That's the thing you hate the most of showing up to a club is waiting in line and then waiting to get ID'd and pat down. We're not going to worry about any of that. We're going straight into this club. We're going to have a great time, and then we're going to leave, and we're going to have a great more time on the way home. We're going to party all the way there, all the way while we're in the club, and all the way home. So if you're trying to have fun,
music.
This is the place to go.
I need some party music. Hold on. I'm going to get ready. Here we go. Hold up. Here we go. Go. Okay, I'm lit now. See, y'all got me turned up now.
Party music going. Now, things you should know, you should dress to impress. No sports attire, no white tee.
What idiot would do that, Tacky?
Well, you know, some people.
Okay,
do.
So if I need more information on this, where am I going? Because now I got some listeners, because I got a good number of listeners in the IE, and they feel in this. How do I find out about it? Where do I go?
If you need any information on this, this is the number, the contact number. It's 951-567-4316. You can ask for Anthony.
951, say that for me again.
Okay, that's 951-567-4316.
That's what's up, and we answer for Anthony.
And ask for Anthony. And if you need any other information regarding, you can go on Facebook, facebook.com/ Jesta the Great. That's JESTADAGREAT. And there will be a flyer. You'll see a party bus flyer. You can pre-order your tickets online through PayPal if you like.
And spell that for me. Facebook again?
It's JESTADAGREAT.
GI?
GR. Great.
Mm-hmm. Great. Oh.
E-A. Great, EAT.
Gotcha, great. Okay, so yeah, you have to shoot me a flyer too, so I can put that on my Facebook page. Cause,
okay.
I know a lot of people out that way. I'm trying to go in there now. Okay, so we got May 1st, right?
No, May 11th.
May 11th, party bus is leaving at 8 p.m. That means T'Angelo, 7:30, because my ass is going to be late, 7:30.
Yeah.
I'm going to be late. I don't even worry about that. Okay, I'm going to Club Ivy. Okay, I'm dressed to impress. And I got 991 there. This is awesome.
So we got 991 there. We have 4 stripper poles on here. We got 6 HD TVs.
How the hell you mentioned it? You forgot to mention stripper poles.
I forgot to mention the stripper poles and go-go dancers.
Oh, do you know, I always wanted to be a go-go dancer. I've been practicing my stripper pole technique, too. I have. The little flip upside down thingy, I'm going to get it. This is what's up. Okay, so BR Productions is putting it down May 11th, party bus at San Diego Club Ivy.
All right.
That's what's up. Well, I'm hitting you up. Yeah, you guys know. Shit. What day of the week? No, I'm going. Like, what are we talking about?
All right.
Okay, cool. Well, Jeff, thank you for stopping by because you knew I had wanted to go. I do. Oh my goodness. Okay, Jeff. Well, thank you so much for calling in, my dude. And we will definitely make sure we talk about this and more and stuff is. Oh my goodness. So you guys, if you are here in the Inland Empire, definitely check out BR Productions as they have a party bus going down May 11th, leaving from Moreno Valley down to San Diego, hitting up Club Ivy. We got 2 VIP lounges. We got 99.1. We got stripper poles. We got DJ spinners on the ones and twos. And we're going to be dressed to impress. Okay. What else is to be? Oh, and for all you alcoholics, drink until your liver falls out. Okay, so simply $45, you can't even get gas on. You can't get one tank of gas to go down to San Diego and back on $45. So I don't know what you're talking about. Y'all need to be calling up the number right now. Like, what was the number? 951-567-4316. Again, that's 951-567-4316. Make it happen. All right, you guys, we're gonna take a break, and when I return, we'll be giving you guys all the details. Yes, all the details on Alaska, my adventure to Alaska. And we also have our girl Carla B come in and help and give her insight on it. And then designer Dominic Nunez will be here and a slew of others. All right, you guys, so hang out. We'll be right back. Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, T'Angelo, and you are tuned into The Kickin' Spot, where we are having a blast. It is going down. So we just finished talking with our boys from BR Productions, telling us about a great party bus going on, and I'll also share with you guys me being featured in Dot Magazine, which you can go pick up or order the you order the magazine online at dotmagazineonline.com. And in a couple of days, you'll be able to go to TangeloLive.com as well. Oh, not TangeloLive, but Tangelo.com and pick that up. Let's see here. Whew. I'm sorry, that last song, I love that song by Flo Rida. I'm into that. And I was over here kind of like doing a two-step, and I think it turned into a 13-step because I was over here giving you, hey now, hey, it wasn't what I want. I told you guys, I'm lit tonight, I'm telling you. And I got a piece. Let me have a piece of my little candy. I have to bring you a little snack. And I didn't get a chance to get into it. I probably need some drink, too. Because I'm going to get me a bottle of water, room temperature preferably. Okay, so, anyhow. So, let's discuss Alaska, you guys, and how amazing Alaska was. Where do we start? Well, from the beginning. I don't remember the beginning. Okay, so anyhow, Alaska was great, you guys. Let's talk about, first of all, flying over ice glaciers. Yeah, when you're flying into Alaska in this daylight, you get the opportunity to look across. You just see ice glaciers and mountains as far as your eyes can see, and they just stretch out forever. It's like, wow, there's a polar bear out there somewhere. it was super cool. Now, Carla was hating on me, major, you guys, just so you know, when she's on here, we'll talk about it. But she was mad because my flight left Seattle before hers did. And I felt bad, though. I did. I even texted her from the plane to tell her it was a free seat. Didn't matter. They wasn't coming with me. But it was funny anyway. I have to see. Do we have pictures of Carla's fashion? It was how she had this cutest hat on. I had a hat on, too, didn't I? You, when you travel, you got to wear a hat because you know what your hair going to do. You don't know what your hair going to do from one plane to the other. But it was super cute. So anyhow, so I'm flying in to Alaska, and everybody is mad cool there. Okay, well, back up. Did I mention that my plane landed at like 10 o'clock at night, and as I flew in at 9:30 p.m., the sun was giving me 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Yeah, so what you guys hear about Alaska, like having crazy sun and moon and days and crap? Yeah, totally the case. I mean, with this season right now, the sun goes down at about 9:30, 9:45, maybe it's the sunset. Imagine in the reverse. I don't know how they do their club life because I don't leave the club until the sun's about to come up. And sometimes I heard the sun don't come up until 12 noon. Could you imagine? We'd all be skinny. We're in the club like, oh, the sun ain't up yet. Keep it going. What did Rihanna say? Turn it around with another round. I'll drink to that. How you doing? So anyhow, that was crazy. I'm sorry, that whole sun coming up at 12 in the afternoon, going down at 12 o'clock at night. Hilarious. You see me on the red carpet saying, good evening, everyone, and the sun is giving me 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I thought I'd just hang good afternoon just because. Shit. Anywho, okay, so what happens next? So we get there, and Carla gets there, Tracy gets there, and everyone is mad cool. I mean, I love everybody. And one of my favorite things to do while on trip, you guys, I love to lobby. I love to hang out in the lobby and just be lobbying. I'm serious. If you can make fun out of that, you're having a blast because we did. And the first night, we was in the lobby. It was a whole crew of us, We had all just met. It's like a Real World episode. We all meet in the living room. And, we meet in the living room and, you know, all chat up, whatever. It was great. And so.
What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot.
Okay, sorry about that, you guys. Technical difficulties. Weird. Anyhow, so back to us lobbying. So we're lobbying, and it's hilarious. I'll come back later, honey. It's hilarious. We're lobbying, and all of a sudden, a piano starts playing. Yeah, a piano. And so me and one of the girls, Jessica, like, who the hell is playing the piano? We went around the corner, and it is cue time giving us Brian McKnight, Montel Jordan, and Maxwell all up and through the lobby. So, of course, I kicked my shoes off and started dancing. The girls lay across the piano down there, and it was hilarious. Carla got all the footage. You have to go on her page to see it because the footage is hilarious. It is great. I think Carla almost did a freestyle. We were repping it up hardcore. You get to see Dominic, the fashion designer. You get to see me. Who else? It's a handful of us. Yeah, it's great. It's amazing time. I love lobbying. Anyhow, moving along. Next morning, we go up to the 20th floor where they have a restaurant, and the view was amazing. So we decided that the descriptive word for Alaska is majestic. You'd be looking across the beautiful skyline, and right across the street almost was the mountains and the snow and the ice and the glaciers. And there's a big difference between snow and ice. I don't know. It was majestic. It was mesmerizing by the beauty. You can become mesmerized by the beauty. I loved it. And then we got there that night. Night did finally fall. And we got there that night, and they were like, oh, T, outside this window is a sleeping lady. I'm like, what's that? It's a mountain that they call a sleeping lady because it's kind of shaped like one. I'm like, oh, okay. And I probably imagine it's on a hill or something, right? Why, when the next day we open up the window, and there's this beautiful, horrendous-sized mountain of this lady lying on it? Well, not physically, but the mountain is shaped like a sleeping lady. You can go to Facebook and I think on my website and check her out. It was, again, breathtaking. I wanted to walk across and see if she wanted to wake up. Hey, honey, it's time to get up. But I guess since 9 o'clock she didn't come. I mean, since the night don't fall to 9 o'clock, she has some more hours on her. Anyhow, that was cool. We went to Dominique's Boutique there in Anchorage, Alaska, which was super cute. A lot of fun. Saw the models getting sized and getting their dresses and stuff together. Carla got a chance to go through all the different pieces and select what she wanted to wear. They didn't really have anything in my size. I'm joking. He just does it in fashion. Anyhow, so she was able to select a piece out of his boutique, which was major, major exciting. I know we had fun with that. And then the fashion show itself, you guys, was bomb. I mean, all the different – there were multiple designers there, but I didn't catch all of their names. But Dominic, again, Nunez, his clothes was super cool. And the international designer, Carlos de Moya, he had a fashion line that just did it on him. Put your number twos in the air if you did it on them. Now, I just did it on them. It was awesome. I can't go into the details, but the girls was giving you fierce. The boys was giving you body. Tiana was giving you life. It was going down. That's all I'm going to say about that. So that's my fast-forward rendition of how Alaska went. If you guys have any questions, just give us a call at 718-664-6543. So what I want to do now is have my girl Carla, yes, Carla B, come to the mic, hon, because I want to hear what your experience was. We haven't really majorly talked, I think, since it was over, and we want to hear what Carla has to say. What's going on, Carla B?
Hey, what's good with you, T'Angelo? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you are great, hon. Thank you for coming to the Kicker Spot and chillaxing with me.
Oh, no problem, no problem. I got a few minutes. I decided to call in and share. So, yes.
So how was your Alaska trip?
It was definitely, as you said, I'm going to use your word. I'm going to piggyback on majestic. It was definitely that. Alaska is such a great, beautiful city. And it was a really great experience, just a little bit of everything. Of course, I had my own adventures and stuff as well because I'm a big vampire fan. I want to be a vampire.
I forgot to even mention that. I forgot to mention you and the freaking vampires.
Yeah, but of course the ice cape, snow ice cape mountains or however we tweeted it. It was really
the glacier.
Great the way. Yeah, it was beautiful. It was just simply. Of course, I've never seen anything like it before.
Right.
And I live in California, and there's a lot of beautiful mountains and stuff here, but it's totally different. We were also able to see the tallest mountain in the world.
So
we saw Russia from our backyard. I think that's so cool. So, yeah, it was definitely the bomb. And then also we had the opportunity to see that collection of Carlos D. Moya was just retarded, just, oh, my God.
It was
just beautiful. I was really impressed, definitely impressed by all the fashion there. in the different boutiques. Of course, the people that we've met, I think that we've met some lifetime friends. Of course, Dominique, David Ortiz for even recommending the whole thing to us. Of course, we met Jessica, Cynthia, who you have on, and shortly. But everybody that we met, Curtis Young, Q-Tom, who I constantly call Q-Tip throughout the whole weekend.
Did you?
And I was like, no, not Q-Tip, Q-Tom. So he was just an awesome performer. I definitely am looking forward. He'll be on actually my show next Friday with Dave Ortiz. So, yeah, that's definitely exciting. It was just a great experience overall, and I was happy to be able to experience it with my good friend, T'Angelo, as well as our videographer, Tracy Walker. So
that's what's up. So now, if you could have changed one thing about the trip, what would it have been?
It would have been me maybe losing 5 extra pounds before I made it there. That would be it. But,
you were working towards that?
Well, actually, you know, I'm always working towards it, but I just got so busy with just work and just being the super swamp with the project. I really didn't put it my all like I usually do. So if
okay.
I had changed anything else, it would be that I would have succeeded in my my diet and at least the effort, and lost that additional 5 pounds. And that would be the only thing that I would change because everything else was perfect. I had the opportunity to see you in a way that I've never seen you before, and that was naked, and it was beautiful. Thank you for that.
Whoa!
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm upset. I don't know if you're paid for being naked.
I'm just kidding. I just want to be funny and stuff. But, definitely, it was a great thing. I enjoyed it. I just loved everything about it. And I'm just meeting Carlos Zamoya and then Dominique again for the second time was a beautiful thing. So, yeah,
super.
As you say.
Huh?
No, I said, yeah, as you say. I'm trying to be cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do it right. See, I'm just retarded.
No, you were great. I would say one of the funniest moments you guys with Carla is she's always so very ladylike and very well put together. And it was funny to see you wild out. That was really my funniest part. You guys, she was like singing in public at like in front of what stand were you in front of? We were so tired, we were delirious. And she started randomly singing at the cinnamon bun place.
Oh, my God. Was that singing, D'Angelo? Oh, my God.
You sound like a 16 bar. I think you did.
Wow. But that was after those 2 shots of vodka at the airport bar. So,
On our grown, up.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. It was super cool. Well, thank you, Carla, for definitely stopping by. It's Sherman.
No problem.
And we will be talking with you not too much later because you're almost done with your 51 dates, yes?
Yes, I'm excited. I want to talk about it. So put me back on ASAP, okay?
Definitely. Before we call on the show tonight, I would definitely have to hear about this date because, you know, we were talking about her blog. We were talking about her blog, you guys, while we were in Alaska, and it was so fun because she was able to share some of the blogs I hadn't seen before and hadn't read before, and I get to hear her actually process. And it's cool to get to talk with her about it because I get to hear more details that, you know, she can't put all into the blog. And it was great. It was good to hear it. I'm enjoying the process myself. So we'll definitely have to talk with her a little bit later. But now, you guys, we're going to speak with a couple of young ladies that I met while being in Alaska. They were both just gracious host, I'm not going to say too many more positive things because that's all I could share. I didn't have a negative moment. It was awesome. We have the event planner, Cynthia, on the line, and we have one of the models / event planner, or I'm not sure what other hats she wore, but Jessica on the phone. Ladies, how are we doing this evening?
Good.
Oh, my gosh. It's really you.
Wonderful. How are you?
As you can hear, I am so elated. Like, I'm on cloud nine. This is like the BI, like so many times. I need to tweet this. Hold on. Where's my Facebook?
I'm right here on Facebook and Twitter right now, tweeting my Twitters.
Yes. I can't tweet and Facebook at the same time. It's so difficult. And talk on the phone. And talk on the
radio. Right.
Okay, so Cynthia, honey, what have you been up to since the ending, since we all left Anchorage? What have you been up to?
My goodness, first and foremost, it's beautiful to hear from you again. I love you, love you, love you. And it's been crazy since you guys left. So I'm leaving on Saturday back to Iceland to get another show going. So I'm super, super excited. I haven't slept.
You haven't slept?
No, I have not slept. I've been sleeping like 2 or 3 hours only because I'm brainstorming. I want this show to be extra sexy in November, Iceland. So
one thing I say about you is you are such a worldwide traveler. Let me tell you, I was so outdone. You are from Africa. You just trained in Haiti. Was it Haiti?
No, it was in Dubai.
See, keep going. Yeah, Dubai, Africa. Your training for the last little physical therapy you were training for, what country was that in?
Yes, that was in Hungary, Budapest.
In Hungary.
Yes.
And now you're going to, honey, do you know how to stay in the same continent? I mean, people travel from state to state.
I'm doing country to country.
I'm trying to get on your level, okay?
Hey, you hop on board. You're very much welcome. Hop on board. Let's go.
That's awesome. And Jessica, honey, you,
yes.
on you walking across that long runway in that gorgeous wedding gown, did it make you want to be married right then and there?
Oh, yes.
Because it seems like women, you know, always feel so much about these wedding gowns. How was it to wear this gown that probably cost more than my car?
Oh, well, the gown was very expensive. I'm not going to throw any numbers out there, but I just feel real rich walking down that aisle like I was in a Lambo.
Right. Yeah, and then we had a picture of you, and I mentioned my favorite action shot with the green dress flying open.
Oh, yes. It was a fabulous day. That's what I do. I'm action, baby.
That is awesome. So what is next for you, Jessica?
Well, I am here booking my ticket to Iceland with Cynthia Gady, and I am going to Iceland to help her prepare for this wonderful fashion show.
You're leaving when?
I am leaving July 9th.
That's like the day after tomorrow. Wow.
Yeah, it's going down. This is not a game. We're about to step our game up. We're about to do an agency called TNB, which is the New Beginning Model Agency, and it's going down. Actually, it's going up because we can't go down.
Right. And let me tell you, I recently read that you were moving. I'm like, when I met her, she was talking about coming to California, and she didn't up the game and went all the way to Iceland. Like, really? Who does that?
Hey, things happen. I go where the money's at, baby. That's where it is.
Okay, they cut checks, bro. I'm cashing them.
Right?
Well, you know what? I am so proud of you. I'm going to say go for it. Because I tell people, do not let them steal your 20s. You live it up in them 20s. When I get done with your 20s, what did you do? What did not do?
Hello, somebody.
Yes. So for you, Cindy, Cynthia, what was the most memorable moment of the Mod Fashion Show experience?
The most memorable moment was my guests flying in from L.A. at the wee hours of the morning. Everybody was happy. Nobody was sleepy. Nobody was complaining about a jet lag. Everybody was just ready to get this show going. And that was really, it was breathtaking. The spirit was so, and you know, it was so much spirit going on that nothing, we were unstoppable. So that's, you know, that's a moment that I'll never forget. And thank you guys. Yes, and
well, thank
shout out to going to you, Carla, Tracy, Q Time, of course the beautiful Vanessa Curtis and Curtis Young, and of course David Ortiz, that's the one I've been talking to today. I mean, since you guys left, so big shout out. Nice.
That's what's up. Yeah, it was definitely a great experience. And then for you, Jessica, if you could have changed one thing about the experience, what would it have been?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I appreciate everything. Everything is a lesson learned. Everything is wisdom. And I would not have changed anything. I appreciate the people that I've met. And I'm ready to move forward.
That's what's up. That is so hilarious. So now, Jessica, before Mod Fashion Show, what were you doing?
Before this fashion show?
Yeah.
I make caviar and do hair.
Oh, okay, okay. So you go from doing hair to fashion to Iceland.
Definitely. We have a little
Let's go. That's so now let's talk about this. Let's talk about this Iceland thing. Cynthia, get into it for me. What's going on? I know you're working with Carlos de Moya again, and I think last we spoke about it. He's creating a new line. Tell me more.
Yes. Carlos is doing a winter collection that I mentioned it as a joke because he thought I was just from Africa. So when I said I was from Iceland, Socrates, who is the president of Fashion de Moda in the Dominican Republic, I've always wanted to work in in Europe, in the Scandinavian.
Okay.
So when I told Carlos in Spanish that I'm from Iceland, he was like, let's do this. So I threw in that I wanted a winter collection. And he jumped on board, and that's what we are up to right now. So we are actually going to do it similar to what we did here, through fundraising to benefit the children with long-term illness.
Okay.
And also have a fashion show on top of it. And also just to put Iceland on the map. I mean, we are so isolated, but I want to put Iceland on the map. Of course, we do have Bjork, and we do have at least three Miss World, but we want to put Iceland on the map when it comes to fashion.
Now, does Iceland do fashion? I mean, do people even pay attention to fashion in Iceland?
Iceland is actually becoming to be very diverse. I just came back last year in November, and we have, of course, we do have Miss Karen Millen from England. We have Birna, who is a local designer, and we do have just upcoming designers, but they're not well known out there. So this is a spotlight that I want to give them because it's a small country, but yet a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I would just think that just kind of be ignorant to it, I would just imagine that they just didn't really do high fashion because they were just so far out, I guess. But no, I think that's a great way to bring it to it, to get an opportunity to really express themselves. That's going to be a great experience.
Yes, they're coming out. They're coming out. People always just think that Iceland is just Vikings.
Oh, right. Exactly. Exactly.
No, but these Vikings have their money and they got their fashion sense going on.
Okay, okay. And now there's also talks of the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
Are you doing that show as well?
Absolutely. We got a special invite from Carlos de Moya and Socrates McKinney to attend the fashion show in the Dominican Republic. So that's something, one of the projects that also we are working on. But this time I am going there in my suitcase with Scarlett, and I'm going to enjoy the show. I'm not working.
Okay. Yeah,
yes,
but
you're already working
on
the collection.
That's awesome. Well, I know I'm trying to go ahead and get myself set up for that Dominican Republic trip as well. So I'll have to go probably jog down the street a couple of times or something because those male models' bodies was kind of letting my body have it, and so I was kind of mad.
I have to start starving myself to fit in a bikini.
Oh, well, I saw your fashion. You were looking pretty okay. I don't know what else more you need to work on. I saw what you was rocking, and you was rocking.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You and Miss Jessica. Miss Jessica in that 1970s Tina Turner one piece that she had on at the restaurant that last time I saw the black hat.
Give it to them. I was in my 50s, baby.
Oh, yeah, you were letting me have it all day. All day.
Yeah.
That is so super cool, you guys. Well, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming by the Kicker Spot tonight and hanging out with us. To my knowledge, I'm supposed to have Dominic. Did he stop by? Veronica, do I have a homeboy Dominic calling? No?
You have to do the yeah for me one time.
What
is it?
Huh?
You have to do the yeah for me one time.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on. What am I supposed to be doing now? Hold on. Let me find my format. What am I supposed to do next? Thank you. Do I have any callers? I don't have any callers. Next trip to the Republic. Okay, I have a transition. So, you guys, we're going to take a break here in a second, but before we go, let me get some party music on. We want to party on out to the break. Let me find some party music. Almost there. Someone has me playing in the background. I'm echoing. I can hear myself. That's funny. That's funny. I can't get my music playing. We have to party rock. Okay, go. Did we party while we were there? We did party. Oh, yes, we sure did party on the dance floor.
Yes, we did party. Yeah. We did.
Do the funny part is, we only physically went to a club, I think, well, with me, once. But why would we party, like, the entire weekend? Like, why would we just bring the party to where
everything
we
were? Everything was a party. Everything was just a four-day crazy party.
We partied
right.
in the room. We partied in the lobby. We partied in the car. It goes wild. This is what we do.
I love it. I love it. Well, ladies, we're about to party right now.
Yeah.
See, I'm getting crap right now. We're about to go to a break right now. I want to say thank y'all for stopping by the Kicker Spot. Here we go, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. We love you.
I love you, too. Oh, y'all too good to me. Everybody just have a good... Put your hands in the air, ladies. Go, go, go. Truly having a blast. Thank you so much, Jessica. Cynthia, forgive me a call, you guys. That was, oh, my, I'm elated. I'm trying to calm down. I am. This is great. We are loved. Yeah, it was great. And then, Ms. Carla, thank you for calling. Oh, I'm going to get Carla back again. Okay, someone give me Carla, too. There. Yeah, okay. So that was a beautiful Cynthia and Jessica, you guys. I was hoping to have my boy Dominic call in tonight, but I guess he may got a little tied up, you know, being a fashion designer and all. I can understand being a mogul myself. Those things tend to happen. But, okay, so, I'm sorry, this is interesting. You have to look at this. This is bomb. We in tagged and everything. It's cracking, you guys. I hope y'all was there, because this is lit. Okay, so, alrighty. You guys, I didn't do a celebrity hub, but we won't worry about it. It was perfectly fine. Matter of fact, yeah, it was perfectly fine. There was some good stories out there, though, too. It was. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention to you guys about, Jamaica. I'm still working on a Jamaica trip. I am. Oh, get it. Put y'all. Oh, I told you I was still being turned up over here. I told you. I thought I was playing. Put y'all. Get it. All right, you guys. We're going to go ahead and talk to our girl, Carla. Oh, Carla B here in a sec, because she's going to tell us about these 51 dates that they kind of slow. Oh, get it. Hold up. Oh, wait, don't hurt them. Ooh. Yeah. All right, you guys. This is your boy T. Angelo here, the Kicker Spot, and I am parlaying, and I'm getting it over here because that's what we do. It goes down at the Kicker Spot. So go ahead and put your feet up. Why is my girl Carla B back? So she can talk to us about this online dating, because in 2012, that's what we're doing. We don't have time to go to the grocery store and meet somebody, okay? I need to have an app on my phone that lets me chat it up. So let's see what kind of handsome gentlemen, what kind of funky losers and manipulative fools that Carla has been dating. Carla, baby, what's going on?
Hey, Tiango, you're funny. You're funny, but all that is true.
Right. After
Definitely.
Hearing from your blog and reading a couple, I've seen it. I've seen a node.
Yeah.
So, Cher, where are we at with this process?
Well, actually, I have 4 dates over the weekend. I have 2 Friday and 2 Saturday. So we had to we were going to initially have the show on Friday, but we had to push it to Sunday because I couldn't get them all in. So we have about 4 more dates. And it has definitely, you know, I was definitely happy that it's ending because it's definitely been a experience. I've learned a lot. And briefly, here's what I learned, Angelo. I learned that in order for dating to work, we just have to stop trying to make it work. You know,
right.
I don't mean to suggest that you'll certainly be having the time of your life. I found that dating some 51 men, it's been difficult. It's been challenging. And even heart-wrenching, it really has. But, of course, I was determined to approach it with gentleness toward myself and the other sorry thoughts that sat across from me. So I've actually breathed through it all, and I believe I made somewhat of a difference in my life. So I'm excited
mm-hmm.
to be able to share all that stuff on Sunday on my show. So make sure you guys are chimed in via EOTMradio.com at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'll actually be, it's going to be a 2-hour segment. We'll be having some of the guys that I've beated.
What?
All in. So, yeah.
Really?
Yes. So,
okay,
it's been an experience.
Now, as it's winding to a close, okay, you have the 51 dates. Now you're kind of at the end. And you know, most races, once you get to the end, you kind of start settling down because you're like, okay, I'm over it.
Yes.
So, you know.
Yes.
How do you approach these last 4? How do you approach these last 4? Like,
well, I really don't think these last 4 even, like, have a chance in the world or anything because right now I'm, like, kind of torn between a couple. So I'm just doing it just to be able to get through. Maybe I'll learn something from these 4. But, you know, just considering I think I've met somebody that I could, you know, just start just dating.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be done with this, you know?
Okay, and now, because this is going to be my most important question. What the hell do you do on 51 different dates? That sounds
exciting. I've done a little bit of everything, T'Angelo. I've been hiking. I've done bungee jumping. I've been on the back of a Harley Davidson. I've eaten at every fancy cuisine place in Los Angeles and surrounding areas. That's why I think I've gained a little bit of weight because I've been eating so much.
Oh, my goodness.
Really, really great. and, of course, just a little bit of everything. I've done the beaches, the Santa Monica Pier, the Rise, the Magic Mountain, the movies. I've actually seen every movie that's been you know, so it's been fun. I've had just some dates just at coffee houses that just ended in just that one meeting. Yeah, movie premieres, just walking in the park, just a little. I've done everything, and it's been a lot of fun. And I really try to take a little bit. I try to learn something from every particular person. So if you follow my blog, which I do want to thank all my readers and stuff because they definitely followed it. I've actually shared, you know, just some really true revelations. I talked about Mr. Resentment, Mr. Jealousy, the liberated man, the betrayed, the narcissist, you know, the manipulator, the virtual lover. I've talked about all of them. And then I talked about the one daddy would have approved of. And, it's been a lot of fun, and I've met some great guys. I really have. And
now,
I'm
do they know you own this
experience.
Venture?
Say it again?
Do they know that you're on this venture?
Only some were privileged to that. only some, a handful.
Okay.
That and those other handful that's going to be calling in. There were some really great guys, and things, it seemed like it was going to get maybe a little serious. I kind of told them because I liked them and I didn't want them to think that it was just all a game or whatever. So
Yeah. And now with Sunday's show, you got the guys calling. What does the listeners have to look forward to? Like, what are the questions? What are we talking about?
Because the thing is this: the whole thing was what I learned from dating 51 men, and I was taking this really seriously. So this isn't what wasn't 51 just random dates for me. This were 51 dates where I was really trying to learn about, the whole online dating experience to be able to share it with my readers. So if you follow the blog, you can see the different advice, the different tidbits and stuff that I share. And I definitely don't. I'm not an expert. I do not claim to be Mr. Steve Harvey. You know, he's an expert, right? But no, I don't claim to be him. I just claim to be a woman who's dated. I've been married a couple times, and I hadn't dated in 2 years until just recently, the 51-date thing. And I really wanted to be able to learn from it for myself and then share with other women like me who were kind of maybe wondering, as far as the online dating experience, should they do it, should they not? And just some signs that they should look out for if you as far as dating, because a lot of times there are a lot of crazies out there. And I think I've met some of them, and I actually talk about them in the blog, share some different signs on what to look out for. And then also, just to, let's get these women just to know, just take it day by day. Don't just be, okay, you meet somebody and you think that's going to be your husband and you just, so don't go so fast. Just really take your time and get to know them before you just say from the beginning, from first sight, that's going to be your husband and you're going to have babies by him. I think that on the show on Sunday, definitely want to be sharing a lot of great advice as far as my tidbits. And then also, I think the guys that will be calling in, it'll be nice to hear exactly, some of their thoughts behind it. Because I know
definitely want to hear their thoughts.
Yeah, because a lot of them, a couple of them at least, when I talked to them about it, they were like, wow, they want to do that too. Because not just because of the 51 date thing, but you can learn something from it. And then also...
Right.
I mean, because I think that at the end of the day, if people listen to the show and really walk away with learning something new, or it's a beautiful thing, and that's what
it's
all about. And everything I do is just about empowering people anyway, outside of this. So
then I have to ask one.
It's been great.
I have one last question then, which is. This is about online dating. How do we connect it? Like, because the online aspect of it seems so minimal.
Right. So what do you mean, how do we connect it?
I mean, is the dating experience really about the online? Because I guess the question is, how does online affect it if I meet you at the grocery store versus online?
Oh, okay. Well, online dating is a little bit different because, of course, initially when I see the representative, I see the person that you want me to see by reading the profile, because it starts there. So I see the really great pictures. I see what you want me to see, and I think that's a little bit deeper than necessarily seeing somebody in a grocery store, because I'm reading this. I'm like, okay, and it's giving me so much more information about them comparable to me meeting somebody in a fruit aisle picking up some organic fruit, So even
that says a lot about somebody. That says a lot about somebody.
Yeah. I understand that a lot of times online people can really create a profile and it could be all made up. But, during the course of some phone conversations, and emails, you can really figure out, what's what. And I've been able to do that dating some 51 men and all. So it's definitely
sure.
an experience. I hope you call in and hear and all that good stuff on Sunday, T'Angelo. And then all of your listeners, definitely.
Definitely, Sunday on EOTM Radio, 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carla B. shares her experience of dating 51 men from online dates.
Yeah.
Is that where I read that record. And then she has a dude calling in. That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
But that means, honestly, I'm always about the dude's voice. I feel like guys do not get, because women talk so freaking much that we don't get our voice put out there a lot of times. So that's why I'm, like, super excited to hear what the guys have to say. And I hope they're very candid, because if there's things about you that was quirky, that's what I need to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we heard about the quirky men. Because through the, you know, through your blog, you heard about the manipulator, about the, you know, those different people. But was Carla as forthcoming as you could have been?
I was. I was quirky, T'Angelo. I was totally.
But do they think so? They might think you were faking it.
No, I think they knew I was quirky, and I couldn't even hide it. You know, the first guy I dated, I think he thinks I'm retarded. Yeah, he thinks I'm just crazy, and I wish I could. I may invite him to the call. Just to get you that I wasn't so crazy. It was just all this. But it was fun.
Awesome. Well, definitely we will be checking it out, Carla. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
No problem. Thank you, T'Angelo. Bye.
Super. Bye-bye, honey. Definitely you guys check Carla B on Sunday, this Sunday, on EOTMradio.com, where Carla will be sharing her experience from online dating 51 men in about, I think, a month and a half or two. She kind of had a fast one there. So hang around. We'll be right back, you guys. Oh, goodness. This strawberry is so good. I did. It was delicious. I think I'm posting off air right now, so I'm still talking. I wonder if you can hear me. So good.
I'm your boy, T'Angelo.
Happy that day. No, you go. No, I like to go here. Shut up, girl. No, I'm going to be okay now. I'm on already? I'm not back yet, am I? Oh, I am. Hey, what's going on? Okay. I'm going to get the job here. I'm eating this strawberry right now, and let me tell you, delish. All right, you guys. Well, this has been probably one of the most exciting shows of the year. Shane Sparks' show was also amazing, and the Jeffrey Page show was great. And talking to him. Okay, I've had a lot of great shows, but this was just going into the bucket of amazing shows. I want to first start off by thanking you, the listeners. You guys, thank you so much for supporting me and sticking around with The Kick Is Spot and T'Angelo Live, because we are definitely having a blast, you guys. This venture is going to continue on and on, so just stick with me. Definitely check out T'Angelo.com and all the newnesses as they come along, okay, you guys? YouTube videos are going to be on the media page on T'Angelo.com, so you can check it out. If you want to see it now, just YouTube search T'Angelo, and you can pull up my channel there and all the different videos we have. What else is there? Oh, yes, Dot Magazine. You guys, Dot Magazine, tonight is the last night to order yours. So if you want to get a physical copy, you want to go to dotmagazineonline.com and hit that up. If for whatever reason, you can't do it tonight, shoot me an email or go to contact us, and we'll get it going. We will get you one that route. Again, go on tangible.com, and we can hit you up there. Or you hit me up there, and we'll get you one. Or keep an eye out. Oh, wait, hold up. Tonight is the night. Or go on tangible.com. Yeah, that's it. Okay, I'm being crazy. All right. That's Dot Magazine, you guys. Truly, I truly support. Thank you for the support, and I hope you guys enjoy this magazine and get my first one out. And by the way, it is a good magazine, too. Dorothy Enriquez, the chief editor. She's been on the show. She gave out free stuff. I've read the last couple of magazines, and they were super great, a lot of fun, a lot of good articles. They had one article in the last issue that said, what can you learn from a man's bed sheets? It was pretty hilarious, and it was funny how accurate it was, too. But so that's Dot Magazine, you guys, another good one there. Also, check out VR Productions as they get ready to put together one of the flyest party buses this season. Yes, VR Productions is doing it up on May 11th, you guys. Hit up Anthony at 951-567-4316. Again, that's 951-567-4316. Your boy Anthony. Or you can go to Just a Great. I'm going to try to post a flyer on my Facebook, so give it time. But it's there for $45. You're going from Reno Valley to San Diego. Get in the club, or you can drink both ways. VIP lounges, DJ from 99.1, stripper poles, go-go dancers. Damn it, I got to go. Okay. So definitely you guys check that out. And then Again, thank you to my girls, Jessica, Cynthia, for calling in. Carla, thank you for calling in and sharing your experiences while we were in Alaska with such an amazing and it's funny, you guys. I know you guys keep hearing us say how positive and wonderful the experience was, and I wish I had some more dirt to tell you, but outside of Carla being mad that my plane left before hers, I don't think there was much else that we had a problem with. It was so awesome, and it was a really great trip, and they kept feeding us, and they kept giving us alcohol, and they kept, like, entertaining us. It was truly amazing. And I did forget to mention that I had a chance to hang out and meet Curtis Young, which is Dr. Dre's son, and so he is also an amazing person, so I'm looking forward to having him on the show later on this year. I've said so much, and I've been so many places. I've done, I've seen, I've experienced. Other than that, you guys, this has been a great ride and a great trip. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. Definitely be sure to check out all things T'Angelo. I love you, and I'll see you guys real soon. Until next time, be sure to live life to the fullest and just live.
It's your boys, welcome to the kicker spot. It's your boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I, who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I'm a better one. Apparently, I'm eager to when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.